This episode of Ghost Stories is brought to you by Satrix, the leading provider of index tracking solutions in South Africa and a proud partner of Ghostmail. With no minimums and easy, low-cost access to local and global products via the Satrix Now online investment platform, everyone can own the market. Visit satrix.co.za for more information. Welcome to this episode of the Ghost Stories podcast. It comes basically hot on the heels of a pretty crazy time in South Africa where our budget speech just casually did not happen. And when I was prepping for this podcast with my guest today, we talked about, wow, you know, I wonder if the tax-free savings limit will be increased and if there'll be something to encourage people to save. And then meanwhile, there's a budget that basically wants to fleece us of more money through VAT and it got thrown out. So yeah, not exactly what anyone was hoping for, I don't think. But anyway, it is what it is. We'll wait and see what the next version of the budget speech looks like in this ongoing little disaster. And in the meantime, all of us as South Africans will just keep doing what we do, which is doing our best to move forward in life. And to help with an understanding of how tax-free savings can help you with that, we have Siya Bulela Nomoyi from Satrix on the show. Siya, you've been on many, many times. You are certainly no stranger to the listeners of the Ghost Stories podcast. Having said that, we had some big tech issues with your laptop now. So even though your laptop has also been on many, many times, it decided that today was not its day. So this podcast was almost like the budget speech in that it last minute almost didn't happen. But luckily, here we are. You came up with a clever plan and we can do the show. So welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Ghost. Thanks for having me. Bit of drama to start off, but let's do it.
No, absolutely. We make a plan. So look, tax-free savings accounts, that's a favorite topic of mine. I think it's a favorite topic of yours. And yet, I think there are still a ton of people out there who firstly just don't really understand them or why they are valuable. And then for those who do understand that this stuff exists, there are a lot of mistakes that get made out there. And, you know, some of which is just driven by, in my opinion, quite bad advertising, etc. And we can get into that later. But for me, it's a mistake not to have a tax-free savings account. I mean, it's rare to make a blanket statement like that, but I feel confident in saying that if you don't have a tax-free savings account as a South African, you are severely missing out, right? It's a liquid way to save with a government incentive. I mean, that's a wonderful thing, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. So I think it's quite important for anyone listening to this recording, Ghost, to actually educate themselves more on their tax experiences, which they are exposed to when they are investing in their direct accounts or using platforms, brokers, lists through a bank and so on. So for anyone to actually appreciate the importance of tax-free savings account, they need to first understand that part. Otherwise, this topic won't make any sense to them. Very quickly, when you are investing in a capital markets, holding shares, commodities, bonds, and so on, the aim there is to have your capital grow, right? Otherwise, you would not be investing. And also, I know South Africans love dividends. They love dividend income. So others actually invest just to get income as well. So the taxman also takes a cut from your gains, unfortunately. And this comes in the form of being liable to pay capital gains tax. And when you receive dividends, you are taxed on your income and interest as well. So this applies to every legal investment you do, so you'll be taxed. This is where the tax-free savings account actually comes in, and it's in the name, tax-free. And this means that you can open an account in your name, in your kid's name, in your spouse's name, or your grandma, or whatever. And that is actually tax-free, so you can look at this as, you know, when you look at all the pockets on your pants, that one small pocket which you can only stick one finger in, that's your tax-free savings account. Now, this means whenever you invest, you can put money in all your pockets, front, back pocket. You can go to the pocket that's down by your knees, but the taxman is always going to come and tax you your gains in those pockets. Now, this is where the small tax-free savings pocket comes in. So all the money you put in it, if you have gains or you receive income like dividends or coupons in there, the taxman does not touch it. It's all yours. But remember, it's quite a small pocket, so it's got its limits. Value-wise, at the moment, clients are only able to save up to 36,000 per year and can't go over that. Otherwise, they will be taxed on the difference. So it's quite a tax-efficient way of investing, and it's a way to encourage individuals to actually save, or should I say, to invest more while not actually being worried about things like tax.
So see, I never thought I'd say this out loud ever in my life, but now I'm imagining what your pants look like, awkward, I know, with that pocket down the front by your knees. I feel like I don't have a pocket down by my knees. I need to see what kind of pants you're wearing because you clearly have more pockets than me. Maybe there's some other ways of saving that you know about that I haven't figured out yet.
You need to keep up with the fashion, eh?
apparently, I just don't have enough pockets. This is clearly an issue in my life. But I think the point is that you've got to take advantage of the pockets that you do have. And this is why I say a tax-free savings account is just always a good idea. You know, even if you're not able to max it out every year, at least do what you can. And I think the name tax-free savings is just so misleading, in my opinion. I wish this thing was called a tax-free investment account, because that's the way to treat it. That's what you should be doing with this thing, is you should be putting money in and letting it grow over the long term so that you're compounding your returns pre-tax effectively. I mean, it really makes a gigantic difference. Those who understand the power of compound interest will know that if you're compounding pre-tax gains, that looks very different to compounding post-tax gains. It really does. And I mean, I've seen ads out there, you know, I won't mention specific names, but I've seen ads of stuff like, oh, save towards your wedding using a tax-free savings account. Now, the issue with that is, yes, it might give you a short-term boost to your savings because you're not going to pay tax. But if you're saving towards an event, you have to withdraw for that event, right? You're specifically saving towards a date. And when you withdraw from your tax-free savings account, like, that's it. Your contribution limit is a lifetime limit. There's no allowance to say, okay, well, sorry that you had to take some out. Don't worry about it. You can put that back in later. You know, once you've hit your lifetime limit, you've hit your lifetime limit. So, you know, what are your views on this? Do you also wish it was called a tax-free investment account like I do?
Yeah. So funny part about this, Ghost, is that if you go on the SARS website, it's actually called the tax-free investment. So it's actually TFI then. So they are literally talking about investing and not savings. There you go. It's actually tax-free investments. But look, there's a long list of providers who offer this type of account, either through a licensed bank or an FSP, insurers, and the government, and so on. So some of them actually have savings products. And I guess, Ghost, I mean, look, marketing is not my strongest skill, but I'm guessing TFSA is much more sexier than TFIA, right? So back to your point, I would encourage anyone to make use of tax-free savings accounts for more long-term investing than actually short-term savings. I mean, you're quite right when you're saying that it's going to give you a short-term boost, but you really want to realize that over the long term. And for the positions that you buy inside your I'm going to call it a TFSA, just shorten it, all the income and realized gains are all yours. You can rotate between positions, buy and sell positions in there, like ETFs or unit trusts, without worrying about hitting tax deductions. A tax-free savings account should be untouched money. I mean, it should not be your emergency fund or your wedding savings. It should be there for the long term. And if you started investing by the annual limits from the start when they introduced this thing back in 2015, I mean, by 2030, you should be hitting the 500,000 lifetime limit. And if you have this invested in capital markets, it's a huge advantage on how much you would be avoiding to pay on tax. So the opportunities there are actually endless.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also why I say, like, even if you can't do the full amount in a year, do what you can. Because if you have a windfall next year, you can still only do 36 grand in a tax year. So, you know, even if you have the year of your life, you're going to have to then wait and max it. And then, you know, the following year, max it again. So don't let a year go by in which you put nothing in. If you can't do 36, you can't do 36. But even if you can just do 10 or, you know, 12 grand, it's 1,000 rand a month. It makes a significant difference. And to your point, there's lots you can do around rotating exposure, et cetera, et cetera. That's some of the more advanced concepts. And maybe we can chat about a few of those later. I mean, that's certainly something that I very much enjoy doing in my tax-free savings account, something we've talked about before and I've written about before on various platforms. But I think before we get to that, people need to understand what they can actually buy inside a tax-free account. So you'll sometimes hear people talk about how it's quite limiting and, you know, you can't go and punt on single stocks. And yes, that's true. If you want to do some trading, the government is not going to give you a tax-free outcome there. You know, that kind of behavior is not what they are encouraging here. They are trying to encourage saving and investing. Hence, the instruments that you can buy are limited. But it also isn't really limited, right? Because you can pretty much buy the entire suite of ETFs or exchange traded funds, of which Satrix has a huge range. So I think this is a good opportunity to maybe just open the floor to you to just high level, you know, what does that ETF universe look like? Because it is so much more than just, oh, I'm going to invest in the JSE Top 40.
Firstly, yeah, I think it's important to know that an individual can actually open as many tax-free savings accounts as they want. The only thing you need to keep track of is the annual 36,000 limit, right? Well, that's the limit at the moment. So if you've got those different pockets and different providers, you can actually split that 36,000. And as you mentioned, that you can actually split that over the year. People do debit orders over the year for this to actually have that to add up through the year. So you can split that amount amongst your tax-free savings accounts, but just be careful on not going over that limit. Now, the underlying investments here, you could have this in a fixed deposit. You can buy unit trust under it. And also what you have mentioned, you can buy ETFs and have exposure to them in your tax-free savings account. I mean, the longer your investment horizon, or should I say your term of investing, the more you would actually probably want to be a bit aggressive in terms of what you want under your tax-free savings account. Also, if you have an investment that you know generates a lot of income, maximizing exposure to them using the tax-free savings accounts is also actually a good idea. So, I mean, investors have access to a wide choice of local and international funds covering all risk profiles. And our ETF landscape in South Africa allows investors to choose from quite a lot of options. I mean, just talking about ETFs in general in South Africa, 117 ETFs listed on the JSE. I mean, that's 117 GOES. That's actually more than the tradable universe of stocks in the JSE. And that includes the 26 active ETFs recently listed on the stock exchange. And from that, investors have a choice of investing in foreign equity ETFs, which have 50% of the entire ETF landscape, while they can also invest in local equities and bonds and whatnot. So if you go into the Satrix universe, I mean, there's plenty of choice there. We have about 38 ETFs listed on the JSE out of that 117. So you can have exposure to tracking indices like the MSCI World, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. So internationally, there's quite a lot of opportunity there in terms of diversification. Also, you also have a choice of investing in our property ETFs, which if you are looking for yield and generating income, or a DV kind of strategy, or just the top 40 that you mentioned, that you just want better exposure to the market at a very low cost to it, then that's where you'd want to actually be in. Unfortunately, you can't buy individual stocks. I think you mentioned that. And also you can't buy commodity ETFs. So the government here doesn't want you to be taking too much risk. As you said, the aim there is to actually encourage people to save and invest. So those will be your limits in terms of what type of products you can go for. But in terms of investing in ETFs and also unit trusts, there's quite a lot of variety there. Whether you are just going the Satrix route through our Satrix platform, or you're going another route from a broker.
I think an important point to raise here is when you're looking at all these options, just take into account where you're going to get the best tax benefit. Because the point of a tax-free savings account, everything you can buy in your tax-free account, you can also buy in a normal account. So because you are limited in your tax-free savings account, let's assume you have the financial means to invest more than 36,000 Rand a year. So in other words, you're maxing your tax-free account and you're doing more than that on top. Great. Now you've got to think to yourself, okay, what do I put in my tax-free account versus the rest? And here you need to look at, where am I paying the most tax? So for example, property funds, specifically REITs, they are taxed as income. It's as though you owned the property and you rented it out to someone yourself, right? You are taxed at your income tax rate. You are not taxed at a capital gains tax rate. You are not taxed at a dividend withholding tax rate, both of which are much lower than an income tax rate. So on a property fund, you're going to pay a lot more tax. In fact, you're going to pay, I think it's probably the highest, because even if you go and buy government bonds and you earn interest, everyone still gets a certain amount of interest free every year, but you don't get any allowance for, hey, I got some REIT dividends. And so I think that's effectively your biggest tax burden.
So if you like property funds, and property funds are something you want to own long term, then that's a really smart inclusion in a tax-free savings account, because there are some very good property ETFs available. And as I say, those property distributions then are tax-free. And remember, REITs themselves basically don't really pay tax. So what's happening is you are then turning yourself into a little pension fund, right? You're saying, I'm going to go and invest in these REITs. They don't really pay tax. I'm not paying tax in my tax-free savings account. There's like zero leakage. It's the same life that pension funds enjoy when they don't pay tax. So, and that's why pension funds love investing in property funds so much. So that's quite a favorite of mine. You know, it just shows like the value of the tax-free savings account. It's in the name. It's the tax-free piece. So make sure you understand that stuff and think about where you're going to put your money accordingly, right?
100%, Ghost. I mean, I think the other part that I would mention in that is when it comes to long-term investing, when you think about your kids, you think about the investment horizon or the time that you would want them to have an investment account. If you are saving or investing for your child to be at university and they're still quite small, I mean, that's quite a lot of years to actually be invested. And you want to be investing in a product where the capital gains that you'll be realizing in 15 years' time, they're all coming to you. I mean, you know, you don't want to be having this investment that has grown quite a lot over the years, and then suddenly when you want to actually disinvest, you have all these tax payouts that you actually need to take care of. So I think the other part of that is, outside the income part, is also just the underlying products that you consider and would like to actually hold for the long term, where you don't want to be taxed on your realized gains. So I think that's also very, very important for investors as well. But definitely the part which I also consider as well is the REITs, the property funds, where there's yield. That part is where you get taxed more. So you need to consider that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to touch on this concept of how a tax-free account kind of becomes this beautiful little walled garden of money. You know, you build it up every year, you put your 36 grand in, or whatever it is that you can do. Or if they ever actually increase that limit, you know, we can only hope, then you're building up over time this actually what becomes quite a meaningful amount of money. You know, a few years down the line, because remember, it's growing as well. So that 36 grand a year is your contribution limit. Obviously, the great hope is that it's growing in the background. It's compounding all the time. So it can actually become quite a chunk of money over time. And that goes back to that point about how you can then rotate exposures. So if you have made a lot of money, say, on the US market through the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ 100, and let's say valuations have gotten to a point where you're now feeling quite uncomfortable, but you really like what's going on in South African property, you like where we are in the cycle, you can now rotate exposure. And this is a very real world example, because this is exactly what I did. You can now rotate exposure, you know, reduce some of your US exposure, jump into SA property, all doing this via ETFs, and there's zero tax leakage along the way. Now, I know that this can be done through a brokerage account, but the question I wanted to ask you is, the Satrix Now platform, which is another way to invest in ETFs, does it also allow for this sort of buying and selling of ETFs within a tax-free savings account? Or, you know, what sort of functionality does the platform have in that regard?
Sure. Thanks, Ghost. So the Satrix Now platform actually certainly allows for that. So the platform allows investors to open under their name a standard direct investment account. They can open a retirement annuity and a tax-free savings account. So you have that under your profile and have these different tabs that you can actually go and switch in between. So once you're in, you can choose from the Satrix, what I call the Satrix universe of products. So you switch between ETFs in the platform, as you mentioned, so you can gain exposure to, for instance, your Satrix top 40 ETF. And then if there is a point where you want to rebalance, I guess, your portfolio and want to buy property, the Satrix property ETF or the unit trust, or you want the international route where you want exposure into the NASDAQ, or our infrastructure ETFs, you can actually do that inside the platform. I don't like talking about withdrawals, but that's also there as well, as part of the platform, where if you have been investing with us for quite a number of years, you want to withdraw money from your investments, you can certainly do that. You can also deposit. You can arrange for debit orders. on the platform where you can actually split your debit order, whether you want to buy into one individual ETF or you want to split your debit order between different products, you can do that. So if you want with your debit order, you can have that directly investing in one product as per your choice, or you can split it, have 50% in a certain ETF or unit trust. And so you can set that up in the platform. And as I mentioned, you can switch between ETFs in the platform. You can deposit, you can withdraw money from the Satrix Now platform. And the reason why I'm saying I don't encourage withdrawals, or I don't like talking about that, I mean, there's something about opening the platform and watching your money grow. And it doesn't have to be on a daily basis. I mean, that's where a lot of investors actually start panicking. When you refresh your platform every day, you're looking at your returns on a daily basis. If you're investing for the long term, you don't want to be doing that. You can check and see if your views, I guess, on what you invest for still match with what you have as an exposure on your portfolios. But it's always good to actually just go and check what your returns are on the platform. You can download statements. But of course, the other advantage if you are in the Satrix Now platform is that there are no minimums to investing. You can literally buy an ETF with your last 10 Rand. I mean, you can deposit to the money to the platform, and you can just buy a fractional share of the ETFs. You can also get access to it through the Satrix Now app. So you can download that from your app store, and you get exactly the same stuff that you see on the website on the platform. You log in there, you just check on your investments. You can switch between the products on the app as well. And also you can switch between the products inside. So let's say if you want to disinvest money from your direct investing product and you want that money to go into your tax-free savings account, you can do that in the platform. I've seen people who actually get dividends from direct investments, and then they want to take those dividends and invest them into topping up their tax-free savings account so that you can actually switch between those platforms. So you get everything there. And the only thing that you can actually trade in the platform is all the Satrix universe. So all the unit trusts, all the ETFs that you can invest in Satrix, they are all in there. And the last part I wanted to mention, that you can also buy vouchers to gift people, which is, I think, is a quite cool and unique way of gifting. So you can buy a voucher, let's say for 2,000 rands, and you can allocate to someone. Then they can actually start the investment journey, which is, I think, it's a great way of starting or a great way to actually give someone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of these are really, really important points. And I think the debit order can be really powerful. You know, South Africa doesn't have a budget right now, but you certainly should as a listener to this podcast. And that means that if you understand how much you can save every month, if you set it up as a debit order, you know, you can actually get to your limit every year just with a monthly debit order. It's happening consistently in the background, and you're just managing your month-to-month expenses, and you know in the background you're busy saving. That works really, really well for someone who's maybe not watching the market all the time and trying to like pick exactly what they're doing. And to your points here, sometimes that behavior is really not a good way to create wealth over the long term. I mean, people look at this the wrong way. So I think, speaking of the ways to do it, maybe as we bring this podcast to a close, I think it might be quite fun to talk about how we each use our tax-free savings account to the extent you are willing to share. You know, what are some of the ETFs that you have in yours? Is it a bit of a mix between local and offshore? What do you look at?
Yeah, so currently it's actually quite concentrated on what we spoke about, and that's going to be the Satrix property. I feel like the SA equity valuations are cheaper when you compare them to offshore. So I also have a big exposure into our Satrix capped all share ETF in the tax-free savings account. And this is for the long term, because this is definitely money that I don't actually touch. But also, as I mentioned when we were starting the podcast, is that sometimes you want to be more aggressive, especially if you're looking over for the long term. So certainly the Satrix Resi ETF is one of the ETFs that I hold, and it's quite a big chunk of it, because, I mean, some of these miners are also still paying dividends. They made up quite a lot of the DV strategy, which means they do actually pay quite a lot of dividends, but they've been battling quite a lot. So I've been buying up some Resi exposure in the last period to actually have that turnaround in that ETF. And it's one of my favorites anyway, if you look at it over the long term as well. And then just exposure to the US market. I mean, the valuations there are quite high. I've reduced my exposure there, and I think I've taken my gains there. As you mentioned, that the rotation part, I think I've done my part there, but I still do have a bit of exposure just to follow what the sentiment is in the US markets.
So, Sia, in terms of what's in my portfolio, I've got the Satrix S&P 500 ETF. That's quite a big exposure for me. So, obviously, that's giving me the offshore exposure. Then there's a Satrix property ETF as well. And as mentioned earlier, I really like the fact that I get the REIT distributions tax-free. That's been nice for me. When you're kind of looking at the performance in your portfolio, you have to be careful because it's going to show you, I guess, depending which platform you use, it's going to show you the capital growth. But a big part of why you would invest in property is because you're earning dividends. And those would then land in the cash portion of your account. They won't necessarily show as a gain on that position. But in reality, your total return on that position should include the dividends. So that's just an important nuance. Similarly, I think you'll be proud of me here, a bond ETF. So we've done some fixed income ETFs before, Sia. I see you nodding there happily. You know, kind of a similar vibe, I guess, in terms of your earning interest, you know, so there's a tax benefit there. Yes, I made the point earlier around you get a sort of annual amount of interest tax-free, but, you know, once you go above that, then you're no worse off whether you're earning interest in your tax-free savings account or a REIT distribution. So that's just quite interesting diversification. And I've got some other stuff in there as well. Obviously, there's a wide world of ETFs out there. But I think what's great about Satrix is you have a really good mix of products. You have the ability for people to pretty much express a view on almost anything. Here we are at the end of February. We're going to get this podcast out before the end of the month. And if you haven't maxed your tax-free savings, then just try your best. Get it in there. And if you can't do anything about it still this tax year, then at least plan for the coming year to try and do as best you can with your tax-free savings account. It really is the starting point, in my opinion, for anyone. If you're interested in shares or whatever, that's where you start. Until you've maxed out your tax-free savings account, I genuinely don't think that anyone should be dabbling in single stocks. You know, go and get the market exposure, go and start buying those ETFs and learn about how the markets work. That's very much my view. It's the approach that I've taken with my money. It's the approach that, you know, when friends and family ask me for an opinion, it's the same opinion that I give them. Yeah, that's just my approach, Sia. And I'm really grateful that you could join me on the show to unpack why these tax-free investments are so valuable.
Awesome, Gus. Thanks so much for inviting me. It's been a great topic to go through.
And I think just to finish off, for those who are interested in Satrix now and you want to go and find out more and invest that way, what is the website that they can go and visit?
Yeah, so they can go to satrix.co.za. So obviously that website will show them the info about what Satrix is about, but there's also a tab where they can actually register or log into our Satrix Now platform. So they can go directly to the Satrix Now platform if they search for it, or they can go to the website. They can register. It's quite quick these days. I mean, back in the day when you register in these platforms, you have to wait for FICA documents to actually run. So now it's all running in the background. You can register now within a day or so. You're ready to actually invest and deposit your money. So they can go on that website. As I mentioned, the other alternative, download the Satrix Now app on their app stores and also just log in there.
Absolutely. Nice and easy. Well worth it. So to the listeners, if you're not already busy with a tax-free savings account, go and check it out, do the research. And Sia, maybe one of the next shows we should do is about how to read the fact sheets of these exchange-traded funds, these ETFs, so people can understand what the options are to look at. But I think that's a great topic for another show, and we'll do one of those soon. This one was very much about these tax-free investment accounts. So thank you for joining me for that. And to the listeners, as I keep saying, go and check this out. You really are leaving money on the table if you're not taking advantage of this. Sia, thanks. I look forward to having you back.
Awesome, man. Thanks. Cheers.
Satrix Investments Pty Limited and Satrix Managers RF Pty Limited are authorized financial services providers. Nothing you have heard in this podcast should be construed as advice. Please do your own research and visit the Satrix website for more information on all their ETF products.